Yesterday, at the very end of the Temen Halacha Shiur, someone asked the following question that I think was worthy of having a shiur about, that in New York City, there is a curfew that is imposed through the end of the week. And because of that, I think the curfew is at 8 o'clock, and Shkia is not till like 8:22. So if someone has not yet done Kiddush Levana, and there's a curfew, you're not allowed outside, and you don't have like a backyard that you can go to. You live in Washington Heights, and you're in a building, so you don't have, your only options are either breaking the curfew, or saying the Kiddush Levana from indoors, or saying Kiddush Levana early, if you're able to see the moon that early in the evening. So which of these options is the best option? So let's immediately disregard the first option. To break the curfew seems incredibly unwise, to put it mildly. There's a reason that these curfews are in place. There's a real concern out there, and we've already seen that that many people are ignoring the curfew. So even though the curfew is meant to curtail the danger, even with the curfew, there is a certain amount of danger, again, depending on the community that you live in, and depending on what the plans are of people around that community in terms of how they plan on protesting and what the nature of that protest is going to be. As I mentioned yesterday, so far here in our area, there was a demonstration, but it was done in a very, very peaceful way. But as we've seen, the footage of many, many places where it was done in anything but a peaceful way, with terrible crime and violence that has come along with it. So one should certainly observe that curfew. So the question then becomes, okay, you got to do Kiddush Levana. So now you have your two options. You can either say the Kiddush Levana inside, or you could say the Kiddush Levana early. Which is the better halachic sacrifice? Normally, you're not allowed to do either one of those things. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch mentions neither of those halachos, neither the halacha that a dafka has to be after Tzitzik Chavim, nor the halacha that you're not allowed to say Kiddush Levana inside, but the Ramah mentions both of those halachos. This appears in Simen Tav Chav Vav, and in Simen Tav Chav Vav Si'if Aleph, the Ramah writes, Ve'en l'kadesh ha'chodesh ela balayla be'eish shalavana zarachas v'nen in me'ora. It has to be at a time that the sun is shining and one is getting hana'a from the light of the Levana. That's important for Kiddush Levana. And then in Simen Tav Chav Vav Si'if Dalid, which is the last Si'if in Simen Tav Chav Vav, the Ramah writes, Ve'in mekadeshin ha'levana tachas ha'gag, that we're not mekadesh ha'levana underneath a roof. So which of these halachos should one compromise? So first of all, just in general, it's important to know that Chazal tell us that Kiddush Levana is very, meaning there is theoretically a fourth option, and that is, it's a big deal, so you'll miss Kiddush Levana this week, this month, whatever. So that is not really an option. Chazal speak very glowingly of Kiddush Levana, of the value of Kiddush Levana. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis tells us, Kala Mevarich Al HaChodesh Bizmano is Kilo Mekabel Pnei Shechina. It's like, it's viewed as a Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Il Molei Lo Zachu Bnei Yisrael, Lahaklu Pnei Avim Shemashrayim Pamachs Bechodesh Dayan, Amar Abayi Hilkach Laminu Mu'umad, that the reason we stand for Kiddush Levana, I always thought it's because there are just no chairs outside. We're always hanging outside. But no, the reason we stand for Kiddush Levana is because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, and one stands for Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. So Kiddush Levana is, at the very least, we could describe it as a very great inyan, a very significant inyan. There is a machlokas haposkim, what the nature of Kiddush Levana is. What kind of bracha is it? Is it a birchas hashevach? Is it a birchas hanenin? Is it perhaps a birchas hamitzvah? And one of the achronim suggests that it's a birchas hamitzvah, and that's why it has to be done ba'amida. The Beis Yosef writes in a number of places that birchas hamitzvah are supposed to be done ba'amida. So maybe that's another reason why Kiddush Levana Shadaf could be said ba'amida, because it is a birchas hamitzvah. There is a further discussion in the poskim whether a person has to go out of their way to find the Levana in order to say Kiddush Levana. Meaning, is it a mitzvah chiyuvis, that one has to go find the Levana to say Kiddush Levana, or is it only a mitzvah kiyumis, that if you happen to see the Levana b'chidusha, so then you're supposed to say a bracha on it, but you don't have to go out of your way to go looking for a Levana. They say that the Chavetz Chaim would be like wandering the streets at 2 a.m. waiting for the clouds to disperse, if he hadn't yet said Kiddush Levana and it looked like the time was going to be up, that he was desperate to say Kiddush Levana. Sometimes we find in our communities that people's attitude is different, right? That on Motzai Shabbos, someone will come in and announce, it's too cloudy, no Kiddush Levana, and everyone secretly, you know, cheers. Yes, I get to go home right away. But no, Adrabba, we should be looking to say Kiddush Levana. It's an opportunity to greet the Levana. So let's go through each of these halachos, both the Si'if Aleph halacha and the Si'if Dalet halacha. So the Si'if Aleph halacha is that you have to be Nena Me'ora. So why is that? Well, it could be that it's a Birchas Hanenin, that one is getting Hana'a from the light of the moon, and therefore you need to actually get that Hana'a. That Hana'a clearly doesn't exist during the daytime. So if you're not, if it's during the daytime, even if the moon is visible, but you're not being Nena Me'ora. Or it could be that it's a Birchas Shevach Vodah. But even as a Birchas Shevach Vodah, we always time our Birchas Shevach Vodah for the best possible times. Meaning, for example, there are those poskim that say that the brach of Hamapil, before you go to sleep, is a Birchas Shevach Vodah, that it's not about your sleeping right now, against what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's not like you go, it's not about you going to sleep, it's just about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created this wonderful thing called sleep. So if it's just about that, then why do we say it while we're going to sleep? We should say it whenever, say it in the middle of the day. No, but it makes the most sense when you're about to experience it, when you're so grateful for it, you're so grateful for the opportunity to rejuvenate as you're exhausted after a long day, that's when you most appreciate it, that's when you say the bracha. All of the birchas hashachar, they're all birchas shevach v'odah. And really, Mikra Adin, the Gemara says, you're supposed to say, Zokei Pfufim when you get up, and each of the brachas, Shasli Kol Tzarchi when you put on your shoes, each of the brachas as you experience that bracha. So even if it's birchas shevach v'odah, it's very mistaver that a person is going to recite that bracha specifically when he is Nene Me'ora. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes, when we say that it's got to be Belayla, La'afuke ben hashmashos, even ben hashmashos, you know how to say it, where you could still see the Levana, Va'adayin Hu Yom. Mishnah Berurah is very clear that it has to be Nen in Me'ora at the time that it is shining, and then he discusses, what if there's some cloud cover? How thick are the clouds? If you started the bracha before it got cloudy, and then it got cloudy, if you knew it was going to get cloudy, all of these details. But what all of these details assume is that ideally it has to be recognizable. The moon has to be recognizable. So it's dafka when you could be Nena Me'ora, and not during Ben Hashmashos. The Ben Ish Chai in Shana Shnia Vayikra Chav Gimel says that the entire Laila is still kosher for Kiddush Levana, and in the Birur Halachasim Tav Chavav Si'if Aleph quotes a Tshuvas Hisarus Tshuva that's printed in the end of the Me'iri on Rosh Hashanah in Simin Yud, that it's possible to be Mekadosh Levana even after Alos HaShachar. What would be the Nafkamina? Why would you ever want to be Mekadosh Levana after Alos HaShachar? It's the last day. It's your last opportunity. So can you still do it? So he's makel to even still do it at that time. And the Tshuvas Lev Chaim Chelik Bey Simin Yud Tes, this is all quoted in the Sefer Ishe Yisrael. So in the Tshuvas Lev Chaim Chelik Bey Simin Yud Tes, he says that that the Levana is still mayor after Alos HaShachar, and that's why you're still allowed to say the bracha. He says so the post can give different numbers of minutes before Netzachama that we could still be Nen. But the assumption of all of it is that you need to be Nena from the light. Now, even though that is clearly the halacha, in the Orchos Chaim Spinka Sifkaton Dalit, in the name of the Tshuvas Gur Aryeh Yehuda, he's makel to be Mekadesh Levana if you haven't seen the Levana for many days, and then you finally see it before Laila, and you're choshesh that you're not going to see it later, that the clouds are going to come back, meaning it's coming close to the last opportunity to say Kiddush Levana, and you know it's going to get cloudy again, but now it's early, it's still too early to really normally say it, but you're able to see the Levana. So some poskim, even though it doesn't appear in the page of Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah, some poskim are willing to be makil. Okay, so it seems that that's something we should take very seriously, about being Mekadesh Levana dafka when it's dark outside, not to do it before the 8 o'clock curfew. But what about this other halacha? Is there any wiggle room on this halacha of Ein Mekadshin Tachas Hagag? If you're able to see the Levana outside your window, is there wiggle room on that? So where does that come from? So the Darkei Moshe in Os Gimel in Siman Tav Chavav writes, Matzasi Kosav Ba'agos Alfasi Achadoshos Demeshiv Kishoel Va'od Kosav Sham De'ein L'kadesh HaLevona Tachas HaGag, that you're not supposed to be Mekadesh HaLevona Tachas HaGag. And he says, Ve'eini Yodea Tam L'davar Ad Kan L'shono. He quotes the Alfasi, says that you're not allowed to do it, I have no idea why, and that's it. That's the basis. It doesn't appear in the classical Rishonim. It doesn't appear in the Gemara, certainly, and it doesn't seem to be fundamental to the bracha itself. So that's the basis. But it did make it into the Ramah. The Ramah does quote it without saying Ve'ini Yodea Tam L'davar. The Ramah just quotes it that you shouldn't be Mekadish HaLevana Tachas HaGag. So the Mishabura says, I'll tell you the reason. He says, the reason is clear to me. He writes, the Mishabura writes, where is it? He says, in Sif Katon Chaf Aleph, Vatam, the Kiddush Halvanu, who Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Because remember, we said Kiddush Halvanu is like being a Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. Ve'ein zed derech kavod, she omei tachas agag. It's not respectful to be omei tachas agag when you're going to greet the Pnei Shechina. Even when we go to greet the Shabbos Malchasa, the minhag was that they used to leave the shul and go out into the courtyard in order to say, Bo'i Kala, Bo'i Kala. Right? That's a Medina de Gemara. They used to have such a minhag. So to go greet the Shechina, to go greet the Shechina, you should have to come out. Lefichach yotzin mitach sagag l'rechov kederek sheyotzin likros melachim. It should be a royal greeting. However, says the Mishabura, mikol makom kol zehu rak lechadchila. Avol mi shechoshesh beis amechush shol lo yuchal latzis lechutz. But this is only lechadchila. But if someone's not feeling well, not easy for him to go outside. Inami shamakom enu naki o sheshori ben akum, or he lives among the akum where it's not safe to go outside. Mishabura Mamish talks about our case. So what should he do? Yekadish bebeso derech halon. He does not say Kiddush Levana earlier before it gets unsafe to be outside. He says, say it in your house, derech halon, o pesach ha-pasuach, neged alavana, either by way of the window or through any other pesach ha-pasuach that's neged alavana. If a person is Mekadish Levana while inside, lichadchila, the poskim right, he should open the window, even though he's unable to actually go outside, at least he should open up the window a little bit. That's the ideal what he should do. But if he doesn't have the ability to even do that, then even derech zuchuchis, even seeing it through a glass, would still be considered, as long as he can see the full brightness of the moon, that would also be good enough, and he would still be able to be yotzei the mitzvah. So again, I think if one has not yet said Kiddush Levana, and there is a curfew, the right thing to do would be to say Kiddush, if you can see it from a window, depending on how your apartment is situated, then the right thing to do probably would be to say Kiddush Levana indoors rather than to say it too early and rather than to skip it entirely. Okay, everyone should have a great day and a great Shabbos.